Between 1943 and 1958, Droopy Dog appeared in 24 cartoons for MGM. He was one of their most famous characters, but now, 50 years after his latest cartoon, what has become of Droopy's legacy?
I very don't much remember him.
Droopy? As a noun or an adjective?
I don't really remember him very much. I just remember that he's a dog.
He couldn't have been that significant if he fails to stand out in my mind.
What the f*** is Droopy?
Does he has that voice that's kind of, it's very distinctive.
He's a blue dog, isn't he?
Not exactly. So why don't people remember Droopy? Well, perhaps the best way to tackle that question is to look back on who this character is. Droopy Dog was created in 1943 by Tex Avery. Avery had been the primary creator of such characters as Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck while at Warner Brothers. While some cartoonists of the time, primarily Walt Disney, preached realism in cartoons, Avery's work was about as unrealistic as he could make it. Tex Avery scholar Nick Vastus explains.
The essence of Tex Avery is the Texasness, the bigness of it, the bigness of his vision.
A typical Tex Avery cartoon might feature characters getting blown up and getting right back up, eating the moon, or running straight out of the panel, and all in rapid succession.
Tex Avery took great pride with each year in his ability to take a gag and instead of rendering it in 14 frames, being able to do it in 12 frames, 10 frames, finally down to 3 frames, so that what was art was the economy of the gag, as well as the brilliance of the gag.
In 1942, Avery made the move to MGM, where he struggled to create the same memorable characters he had at Warner Brothers. The most notable of his recurring cast at MGM was Droopy Dog, a white basset hound, who made his debut in 1943's Dumbhounded. From the outset, it was clear that Droopy was not a typical Tex Avery character.
Tex Avery's characters are dynamic. They move a lot, very fast, counter to the laws of nature. Droopy doesn't move very much at all, and you'd think that he wouldn't be as funny in the way that Tex Avery's cartoons usually are funny, but yet he's very funny.
In the very first minute of Dumbhounded, Droopy establishes the character we know we can expect from him.
You know what? I'm the hero.
Perhaps an unconventional hero, but as Angelo Bonadonna, a newcomer to Droopy cartoons, observes, he does get the job done.
What I appreciate in Droopy so much is the way he represents an unconventional approach to problem solving can be very effective. No matter what he does, he comes out on top.
Hello, Mr. Bull. Let's you and me fight.
Droopy fan Mike Maxim also appreciates the dog's ability to keep cool under all circumstances.
He has the same type of attitude you see in every episode, and he doesn't worry about anything. I just love that.
A great deal of Droopy's demeanor is contributed through the voice work of Bill Thompson. Thompson was a regular on the Fibber McGee and Molly radio program, playing, among others, a meek character named Wallace Wimple. It was through this character that Droopy was born. Upon hearing Thompson's portrayal of Wimple, Tex Avery said simply, "Let's put a dog to it." And so became Droopy.
Hello, folks.
So why can't we remember Droopy? Maybe he was too understated, or maybe we just don't know.
It's hard to talk about Droopy Dog in a way because there is a perfection of form of Tex Avery's art manifested somehow in Droopy Dog, and yet there's this total oblivion to him and to maybe Tex Avery too.
Of course, some understated characters have survived the test of time.
Underdog is certainly better known than Droopy Dog, and Underdog really is an imitation of Droopy Dog. So why is it that we remember Underdog but not Droopy Dog?
That question might be too difficult to answer after all. But though he may not live in the mainstream, Droopy is still appreciated somewhere.
First thing I used to think about when I got up in the morning, the last thing I went to bed, was watching some Droopy.
You know what? I'm happy.